we went into this game, I suppose you probably maybe had something to play for. Dunsfully probably were sure of primary quarterfinals. You were looking to make the top four. I think probably you have done that. But what's your overall reaction to that game?
Yeah, first and foremost, delighted to get the one, Peter. You know, I think you said there's probably one of our best performances in a while. You know, so that's great from our point of view. You know, going into a match, you always strive to get a good performance, so you do, you know, and thankfully got that today, and thankfully got the one in the end, you know. Listen, Glenswilly, we're a couple of players short, I suppose, the big one being Michael Murphy, you know, who's a massive player for them, so that really hampered, I suppose, their preparations and stuff, but we can only focus on ourselves, and we're delighted to go over the line. As I said, we're not 100% sure we're through to the top four or not, but we're delighted with the performance anyway.
Yeah, obviously the breeze here in Townie, it's not something that you probably...
we're well used to it.
Well used to it. You've had it in the first half.
Yeah.
Probably took about 10 minutes to get used to it, but once you've got going, a couple of goals, Ryan O'Donnell, and then Kieran McGinley got on the end of Patrick McBertie's cross, and that probably left it pretty comfortable for you, and you've really got into your stride.
You know, probably even felt we could have been more ahead at half-time, you know. I think Conor Doherty was running through the middle one time, and Ryan McShane just came across him, and we got turned over when it was a goal chance for us, and the ball ended up in the net the other side, you know, so football's small wee margins like that. But listen, we regrouped at half time, we came out, we knew Glenswilly was going to come at us. I suppose they really banked on getting 2-pointers the second half, probably didn't go their way. On another day that could have went over and it could have been a different game, you know, but we're delighted. As I said, we put on a great performance, so did, and something we can work on for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and the second half as well, you added another couple of goals. Mm-hmm. But I was impressed by you're attacking, the team seems to be in actually very, very good shape. Like, Glenswilly probably a much taller team than yous, but yous had the speed on the... covered the ground. Once you've turned over the ball, you've covered the ground to get forward very, very quickly.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think Glenswilly actually caused us a lot of problems around the middle of the first half, so they did, even when we were with the breeze. I think they dominated the midfield area in terms of getting the ball and winning the breaking ball, and I think that's something that we turned the tide on the second half. And football the way it is now, it's all about possession. It's getting possession. It's so hard to get turnovers when you do get up into attack. It's all about getting possession. I think that's what really set us going the second half, was we got primary possession off our kickouts and around the midfield, and thankfully, then we showed the wee bit of pace. Brian O'Donnell thought it a great game, Ryan McShane had a great game, and Andrew McLean coming from deep, I thought it a great game as well, putting huge pace into it.
Yeah, and I suppose a few weeks ago here, he's played Downings. Mm-hmm. I think he's 8 or 9 points ahead, 10 early in the second half.
Yeah.
And was that in the back of your minds when you were in the dressing room at half times a day, as Ed was mentioned, and the fact that, you know, you can't let that happen again?
No, listen, to be honest, it wasn't mentioned, you know, but unfortunately it's happened this team a couple of times. You know, St Michael's was the same last year. I think we were 11 or 12 up against St Michael's last year and let them back. So, no, we try not worry about the past, you know. To be fair, Mark Sweeney and his backroom team have come in this year and give it a real freshness they have, and we're really focusing on the future and hoping to see what this year can bring us.
And I suppose you should be happy enough to have next weekend off. Owen McHugh has a chance to be back, I'd say, for a quarter final as well, which would be a big boost.
Hopefully, Peter, because, you know, we're a small team, we're a small parish, and we need everybody. You have Owen injured, you have Paddy Carr injured, and a couple of wee other knocks. So definitely, as I said, I'll take your word on it that we got to the top four, and if that's the case, we'll be delighted to get the week off.
Thanks very much,
Peter. Good man. Thank you very much.